You're listening to the WYXR Archived, powered by listeners like you. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
Hi, this is Matt Qualls, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
Hey, this is Grant from Joy Bomb, and you're listening to WYXR Memphis, 91.7 FM, raised by sound.
This is the Daily Memphian Midday News Brief. The city recently inked a deal with a hotel developer for advice on the potential redevelopment of the Sheraton Hotel in downtown Memphis. Samuel Hardiman says, according to a copy of the contract, the city will pay Maryland-based Capstone Development $4,000 a month to advise on a deal that is yet to close.
The contract scope of work indicates that Capstone and its president, Norm Jenkins, will be consulting on the deal after it closes and also be tasked with informing the city whether it is paying the appropriate price for the Convention Center Hotel. The deal potentially carries risk for Memphis taxpayers. For the Daily Memphian, I'm Samuel Hardiman.
The Pharmacy Coffee House in Bartlett is now open. The concept is the latest offering from the ownership group behind Side Porch Steakhouse. The location became available after Regal Pharmacy closed last November, after more than 40 years. Seeing a great opportunity, the Side Porch owners swooped in and bought the 2,400-square-foot building for $300,000. The Pharmacy Coffee House will be open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. For Michael Waddell, I'm Natalie Van Gundy. More on these stories and others are available at dailymemphian.com.
Wednesday to everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice. Well, today is an amazing day. It's an amazing day. Why? Because you got up on top of the ground and the ground wasn't sitting on you, baby. Listen, I'm your girl, Dr. Talisa Franklin, right here at the best steady radio station this side of heaven in Crosstown Concourse. You know what it is, right? WYXR 91.7. And on today, y'all, I'm super excited to have a young man in the studio with me, because if anybody know, I love a good preach, I love a good sermon, and I just love to be in the company of the saints. And on next week, y'all, I'm telling you, there is something that is happening that's going to be life-changing. And I would definitely tell you it would be life-changing. It's the first Quenching a Revival. It's happening. Greater Faith Outreach Ministry, because we got Pastor Dr. Salisbury. He's going to tell us all about it. But y'all, let me tell you, these speakers, just said, good, Talisa. There's some good stuff going to take place. We got Pastor Caleb Armour, Pastor Christopher Lyons, and y'all know ain't nothing like a good old woman preacher, because I'm a preacher. Pastor Marissa Farrow of Baltimore, Maryland, y'all. And this is going to be a great time. This event is literally happening June 10th through the 12th at the Whispering Woods Conference Center at 7300 Hacks Cross Road in Olive Branch, Mississippi. Y'all know Olive Branch, Mississippi is just one life from Memphis. So we don't have no excuse, y'all. So we can support and get a word from the Lord. So we can welcome to the studio with me on today as he share Pastor Dr. Cubby Salisbury. Hello there, Pastor.
Well, good afternoon.
Look at you. Hey, thank you for coming.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you. Pastor, I know, you know, we got this Thirst Quenching Revival, and I know we got some amazing men and women that's going to break bread yes. that week. But I want people, before we get into that, you are amazing pastor, amazing leader. So I need people to know, who is the proud pastor of the Greater Faith Outreach Ministries? Who is Dr. Salisbury? Who are you?
Well, I guess you could say I hold a many hats, or have held a many hats, or wore many hats. But right now, I focus more on the ministry, and that is Greater Faith Outreach Ministry. We're a small church that sit on the hill that cannot be hid, that our light would shine and that God would get the glory.
Yeah.
We are located there in Olive Branch, Mississippi, where I grew up. They're in Olive Branch, Mississippi.
Oh.
Yep. Grew up in Olive Branch, graduated from South Haven High School there in South Haven. So yeah. Everything was like right around the block there.
Wow.
So now we are there in Olive Branch ministry in Olive Branch. We're outreach ministry.
Yes.
If you notice that our revival is going to be at the Whisperwood Convention Center.
Yes.
So we're taking our revival on the road, as
yes.
we can say.
Yes.
The word would tell us, go ye therefore into the highways and the byways.
Yes.
Teach and preach.
Uh-huh.
And baptize in yes. the name of the Lord.
Yeah, y'all, the preacher coming out, y'all. All I needed was a B3 organ. We could tune him up. He ready.
I don't know if I'm ready, but if you got a B3, you'll show your help.
So, Pastor, and I know we're going to talk about this revival, because what you're doing, and I've been having conversation with other men and women of God, sometimes men and women are now, maybe they don't want to come into the church building. Maybe something has happened, right? And so then they look at when they get to come to a Whispering Woods Convention Center or any place outside, and they get a new experience with God, then they become new. And I'm glad that you thought enough mm-hmm. to take it in a common place
right.
where the common people receive the mm-hmm. gladly, right? And so kind of tell me, when you was picking out these speakers, how did you come about and say, this is the voice that we need right now? And let's start talking about Pastor Caleb Armour. Now, he's right here in the city of Memphis. Kind of
right.
talk about why you chose him, what's his background, and what do you feel, what value you think he'll be bringing to the Thirst Quenching Revival?
Well, Pastor Caleb Armour, really, he's one of my sons in the ministry. I got him while he was older.
Uh-huh.
I knew him when he was younger. He joined my ministry and stayed with us, and then the Lord called him to pastoring.
Okay.
So he's a son in the ministry. Then he's almost like my biology son also.
Okay.
We treat him just like a man, like he came from my wife's womb.
Right.
And we love him. He loves us. But he's very, very dynamic. He's a great speaker. He's very spirit-filled.
Okay.
Spirit-filled. He's been preaching there since he was like 5 years old.
Wow.
So it's almost like it comes natural. He has that old spirit, and I often tell him yeah. he has been here before.
Yeah.
You know, the old saint would say, you've been here before.
Uh-huh.
Because he said basically he was raised by his grandparents.
Right.
So that's why he has that old spirit.
Yeah.
But great, great young man of God. And I wanted to bring in Pastor Armour, because one thing about Pastor Armour, he's not going to let the grass grow up under his feet. Per se, he's gonna do what he got to do.
Love it.
And praying that he will bring in the younger generation.
Yeah.
He's about 29 or 30. I don't want to put his
Good.
Age out there,
yeah.
but he's a young preacher, but just yeah. been preaching a long time.
Yeah, and you know, always say, and I'm glad you did that, because when sometimes we was praying at the altar the other Sunday, and it was a lot of young people, right? And yeah, they hear me pray all the time, but this time the Lord's called my son for him to pray, because he is their age peer. He is their peer at 18. And I think it means something when young people can begat other young people, right? Yes. Because sometimes, you know, young people sometimes think that I'm too old. Maybe they think you're too old to reach them. You don't understand them. But young people are dealing with so many different issues. Mm-hmm. With you bringing this young man that's been walking with the Lord all his life, I think it could be a living testimony that he can help somebody else, maybe didn't have that experience, but let them understand walking with the Lord pays off.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Then you got to keep in mind, I cut you off.
No worries.
But Pastor Ben, a young preacher himself, mm-hmm. did the same thing that the young people in the streets are experiencing. He going through the same thing. Exactly. Although he had a high calling on his life, mm-hmm. but he could relate to them because he going through the same thing they going through.
Exactly.
The same thing. Because, you know, none of us are exempt.
Not
just because
us.
We carry that title of preacher or minister or child of God, we are not exempt.
None of us.
Actually, we face more trials and tribulation than the average person does.
Right.
So that way, you know, he can relate with the young people. They can connect. And we hoping and praying that, you know, that we can get that younger generation to come out also.
Absolutely. And I know younger people, listen, if grandma, granddad, auntie and uncle, get your nieces and your nephews and your grandchildren and get them that thirst quenching, because maybe what you're saying to them is not the light bulb is coming on. But if they see somebody in their age group, in their peer, they maybe say, wow, I understand, because he may say some words that we don't know that can hit them right the way. You know, I'm learning all these, I call these little slang words.
Yes.
We had ours, but come on, they got some words. I'm like, mm-hmm. what is that?
Right.
But they can relate. So mm-hmm. I'm super excited. So where is, I just want to say shout out to Pastor Caleb Armour. We pray God's blessings on your life. Now you have another man from Gary, Indiana, y'all.
Yes.
Pastor, the good pastor himself, Christopher Lyons. Kind of tell me, what did the Lord tell you that he was going to be able to bring to this thirst-quenching revival that is happening on June 10th through the 12th at 7 p.m. nightly at the Whispering Woods Conference Center?
Pastor Christopher Lyons, he's originated from down here in DeSoto County, been around Memphis, Tennessee, and I guess you said migrated up to north. But he grew up here, and he's a little bit older than Pastor Caleb, but younger than me. But
okay.
he's always has been out front. He was an athlete in high school, a quarterback, played on the basketball team. So he always was a leader in his role. And he's another great speaker. He's well-rooted in the word of the Lord, was raised in church in the apostolic church.
Okay.
And so he has that aggressive firepower.
Yeah.
And not to take away from no other denomination, but he's, you know, he still yet has that firepower.
Yeah.
That really, a man can move the room, as they say.
Yeah.
So Lord put on my heart to bring him here. He's really my brother-in-law. I married his sister.
Oh.
So he's not a stranger at all. And we just so excited to have him to come back home and be able to connect again with his family and friends and loved ones, and meet, you know, have opportunity to meet new people at the same time.
I love it. So let me tell y'all, thirst quenching revival. Y'all that's riding down the road, listening to 91.7, whether you're listening to it online or you're listening to it right here in the beautiful Crosstown Concourse. Let me tell you, Thirst Quenching Revival, June 10th through the 12th at the Whispering Woods Conference Center, 7300 Hacks Cross Road. You know, you can always go to my Facebook page or my social media to get more information. And you know, I'm an open book. Text me, call me, and I'll be more than happy to even share the information with you so that you can stay connected. But y'all, let me tell you, he got a powerhouse woman of faith. She's out of Baltimore, Maryland.
Yes,
anybody
yes.
know? I love me some Baltimore, y'all. I love to go eat. I think I love to eat too much, right? But you have Pastor Marissa Farrell. Kind of tell me, what do you feel, and tell our listening audience that you feel that God is going to allow her to release in Whispering Woods that night?
Marissa Farrell, I honestly be honest with you. met her on Facebook. That's how I learned about her, just on social media. And she was speaking one day, and she just got all in my soul, all in my spirit. She's a great speaker, able to really urge in the Holy Spirit and uplift people. Yeah. And I reached out to her and told her, you know, who I was and everything, and would love to have her to come and be with us. And we connected immediately. And she's going to bring the Holy Ghost, God Almighty, into that room. And I just think that, you know, when we look at the thirst quench and revival, we thirst and we quench for many things. But if you ever come in contact with Jesus,
come on,
somebody, I think that your soul would be filled. And she's that type of person, like I said, very, very aggressive in what she does also. Mm-hmm. She's very known and lots of followers, and she just touched the hearts of a lot of people.
Wow. And so, and you said something that I keep telling people that maybe think that, oh, so she's just running your mouth, and like you always do. And I do love to talk. Mm-hmm. I thank the Lord for a gift to talk. But I'm telling y'all, we as believers got to be very cautious on how we portray ourselves on social media, mm-hmm. because somebody is watching, and just like you saw her, somebody is watching our actions. You know, my granddaddy would say this, and anybody know I love my daddy. Daddy would always say, we're the only Bible that a sinner is reading. Make sure that sinner is reading the right book. And when I was younger, I didn't understand what daddy meant, right? Mm-hmm. But then he always was telling me, he said, Lisa, keep your name good, because your name going to take you where money
was. Amen.
I didn't know what daddy was talking. I'm going to be honest, y'all. I thought my daddy was just old man, and he was just running his mouth. Oh, but I wish he was here to tell me
full of wisdom.
And so now I find myself with my Uncle Daddy. Mm-hmm. He acts just like my granddaddy, right? And he be talking, and I be just sitting. And they say, you be with him all the time. I said, baby, I'm getting all I can get. I ain't afraid to get what mm-hmm. I can get. Because I know for a fact that he has something that I need that's going to get me to where he is today.
There you go.
And so for you, finding this young lady mm-hmm. on social media, able to reach out to her, and then knowing that she did not mind to come to Memphis, South Haven, Olive Branch, but to be a part, that's honoring.
Yes, it was a blessing when we reached out to her that she accepted, not knowing, you know, what kind of reaction we was going to get. But, you know, our church, our name is Greater Faith, and we believe in the power of the Lord. So I'm always have been the one that really walks and live by faith.
Yeah.
Steps out on faith. Faith what got me here with you today.
Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Yeah. You know, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I tell people I'm evidence.
There you go.
I do things by faith. Many of y'all know that I do Juneteenth Festival, right? Mm-hmm. And last year for my speaker, Pastor, I wanted Roland Martin. And I said, I want him. But last year, I said, he's a little pricey. Pricey. So again, this year, I said, man, I want Roland Martin. And I heard the Lord say, you going to trust me or not trust me? Mm-hmm. So I said, I trust you, Daddy. So let me go ahead and handle this business, right? And I've seen the hands of the Lord when we just do his will. Sometimes, I tell people, I do things sometimes broken. I do mm-hmm. things scared. I do them sometimes afraid. I ain't the one to say, some days I have like, is this going to work for me, right? And I can only imagine what you're stepping out on faith with doing this thirst-quenching revival. Yes. This is faith.
Yes, that's right? Love faith.
This is faith saying, Lord, I'm trusting you. I'm believing you to do what I know that you can do. You're going to send the people through Olive Branch, from Memphis, from everybody that's going to get there so they can hear a refreshing word to quench their thirst. Because right now, Pastor, I believe people are thirsty for God's word.
They are thirsty for the right things and some for the wrong things.
Yeah.
But we want to, you know, be able to come into that realm, that circle of the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. and let God fill our thirst.
Absolutely. And then what you happening at Whispering Woods Conference Center, it goes back to what the Bible says. He says, he that wanted a soul has to be wise. You use wisdom. Well, they may not come to my church, but they'll come to this public
Amen.
Place.
Amen. It's just like a lot of people, they won't come to church, but they'll go to a concert.
Exactly.
Because it's on common ground. So we take the same aspect as the Whispering Woods Convention Center.
Yeah.
We're moving away from the church house itself, yeah. but the same God.
Same God.
That shows up at church, going to show up at Whispering Woods.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
So
I know
that's the
he
concept
will.
That we're using, that we're going, like I said, into the highways and the byways.
Yeah.
Amen. We're going to take the word of God with us,
yes.
and we're just going to let God get the glory.
Yeah, yeah, because he deserves it all. Let me tell y'all again and reminding y'all, on June 10th through the 12th, is a thirst quenching revival.
Yes.
It is going to be an amazing, refreshing time. If you feel like you're feeling like your life feels dry, and I know like when I'm thirsty, I'm like, I just need something to quench my thirst.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody know that you're thirsty right now and you just need to be quenched, and then you need to put it on your calendar or reach out to me for more information, because this is going to be a time that I believe, God, that in Whispering Woods we'll see signs and wonders.
Yes, ma'am.
Because sure I've seen the hands of the Lord. When you go, you know, I tell people, I go into different places. I've been in my line of work. I've been into blues clubs. I done been into events. Because any of I go, it didn't stop me from being saved. Because they always laugh. They know I don't drink. I don't smoke. I'm just me. I just love people. But I've seen God's light shine in an unusual place,
yes.
that an average person think, oh, God ain't in there. You don't know.
No, God's everywhere.
He everywhere. He yes. omnipresent.
God
he
is
everything.
Everywhere.
And so I'm telling y'all, we're talking to Dr. Salisbury, Cubby Salisbury. Shout out to my dear brother and friend, Pastor Papina, that connected me to this great man,
yes,
of God.
Yes, Andrew.
Andrew Papina. Y'all know I love me some of the Papinas over at Holy Nation on Old Brownsville Road. That is actually, I think it's 33 Old Brownsville Road.
Yes.
Holy Nation. And so it means something that you have. You got good fellowship with the brethren.
Yes, yes, yes. I met Andrew through his brother George. His brother George, and we connected, and Andrew's just like a big brother to me.
Yeah.
And George, my little brother.
Oh, wow.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
Yes,
and
yes.
That means something, to be connected to people that they're just good people.
Yes,
right?
Ma'am.
And so I'm expecting and I'm believing that so many of the pastors and leaders, and especially I want to make a clarion call for the women. The women that are in ministry. There is a sister that's coming here to the Mid-South. And so we need to make sure we do what we can to support. Support. As old my granddaddy was, yeah, I'm back again. I think writing books that my granddaddy said, because I did not believe daddy was saying stuff that made sense, but old do I know now.
You know now.
I know now. Making sure that we support, either be in the building or say, let me talk to Pastor Salisbury, see whichever way I can do. Share this video and share this like. It don't cost you nothing, right? But to be a blessing, because you never know who needs to hear what we are saying. And especially you young people, you got some young people, get out there. Pastor Caleb is going to bless you.
Yes, ma'am.
You got to get out there. Pastor Lyons has a right now word. And then Pastor Faro has a right now word. But what I feel is a multi-generational conference.
Yes.
Thirst quenching revival is multi-generational.
Yes, ma'am.
Because you got every generation.
Every generation can be met.
My God,
amen.
Today.
God got enough water in his, got enough spirit in his water.
Yeah. Amen,
man, to fill us all.
Yes, he does. And I know he does. And I trust him to do. Pastor, how can people even know if there's somebody listening and they're saying, I'm looking for an authentic church ministry? You know, everybody, some people want a tight-knit family. Some people like a mega church family. Some people like a younger pastor, older pastor. So it's a church for everybody. So don't be trying to make excuses why you go to church.
Yes.
There's a plethora of churches around the Mid-South, but there's not one like your church that is the Greater Faith Outreach Ministries. Tell people your service times. your all the contact information, so people can always stay connected to Dr. Cubby Salisbury Ministries.
Our service time, we do an early morning service, 8 o'clock a.m. There in Olive Branch, Mississippi, 7047 Commerce Street in Olive Branch. Our service, I do believe in, start on time.
Yes. Oh.
So if you're looking for a place to come to where you can start on time, where you can get out on time, yes, the Greater Faith Outreach Ministry is the place to be. We're not a huge congregation, but we are a family congregation. When I say family in the name of the Lord, we have some older, some young, but mostly we like a mid-age church, per se.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you said something. You start on time and you'll get out on time. You know, and some people say, oh, well, you shouldn't be time the Lord. I will say this, and I tell some of my pastor's friends, they be like, well, I don't get the type of people that can help us financially in our church. I said, because they don't have 4 or 5 hours.
Right.
I tell anybody, I just don't see, it's hard to get them because an average person on a Sunday, and especially if she's a mama, especially if she's a single mom, she don't work 5 days a week. Saturday, she running the children here and there. Sunday, she wants to get to church, get home, and get a little breath to reset for Sunday. But sometimes it's challenging. If you keep me all day, then I don't have no reset day. So then that's when I'll get up on a Sunday and say, oh, I'll catch them online.
Yeah.
So I continue to wash and do the things I need for the family. And so how long have you been pastoring in that ministry?
I've been pastoring for 18 years. Okay. Come out of New Hope Baptist Church in South Haven up under Dr. Sherman Helton.
Yeah.
Where I grew up at, and I was his alma mater, and we worked real close together, and Lord called me to preach when I was there up under him. And eventually, Greater Faith Outreach Ministry, I planted that seed, and we started from there. And right now, today, we are still ministering and witness to the people. And we really kind of launched during the COVID.
Wow.
When churches were closed and we were opening the doors.
Oh my God!
Yes, we will. We'll open new doors when the churches were closing, and God bless us to keep the doors open. And right now, we're looking, getting ready to build a new facility there in Olive Branch that we can really reach the total man. That we're gonna have like a preschool academy and different things within the church, and that's coming real soon. So, if you're looking for, like I said, a smaller church, well, pretty much everybody know each other, the Greater Faith is a place to be. We are outreach ministry. We don't mind going out the way to help people. We meet people on their level, wherever they are. You can come as you are, as they say. You don't have to worry about coming with brand new dresses, brand new shoes, suits, and things of that nature. No, come as you are.
I love it. Listen, y'all, Thirst Quenching Revival. Pastor Cubby Salisbury is our host pastor that I'm grateful to have here in the studio with me. Pastor Caleb Armour of Memphis, Tennessee. Pastor Christopher Lyons of Gary, Indiana. Pastor Marissa Farrell from Baltimore, Maryland. June 10th through the 12th at 7 p.m. Whispering Woods Conference Center at 7300 Hex Cross Road. For more information, you can call or inbox me, and I'll be more than happy to help you. Pastor, I'm grateful for you, but before we leave these airways, I need you to do me a big, big favor.
Yes, ma'am.
Somebody is listening to us right now, and they feel like they just need a word of prayer. And so can you do us a favor? Because I know I be needing prayer. I don't know about y'all. Hey there, Mr. Smith, Pastor. How you? Hey. Y'all, you know, can't meet. Y'all know I'm so fluid on my show. Somebody need to hear a word from the Lord. Can you give us a prayer and bless our airways right now?
Yes, ma'am, we can. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come this afternoon, Lord, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. Lord, we come with praises on our lips. Lord, we just come to tell you thank you, Lord. We magnify your holy name. We just lift you up, Lord. And we ask now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that bow down here, Lord. We ask now that you just lift up the bow down here. Reprobate confused man, Lord. Men broken hearts, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray right now, Lord. Somebody needs you, Lord. Somebody standing at the crossroads of life, Lord. Looking to be filled, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we ask now that you have your way in their life, Lord. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We ask now in Jesus' name, Lord, that you fill us, Lord, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, Lord. Somebody, Lord, right now, Lord, don't know you, Lord, but we pray right now, Lord, that they will get to know you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we ask right now that you bless his airways like never before, Lord. Bless the doctor here, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give her the courage to keep on keeping on in your name. This we pray in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, and thank God.
Y'all already know. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that is within me. I'm going to bless the holy name. The Lord is good. He's faithful and he's mindful to do all things. And one thing God cannot do, he cannot fail. Yeah.
Cause that's the one thing there absolutely that we left off. We do have music guests coming also.
Oh, yeah, tell me.
We have Brown Baptist Praise Team will be with us on Tuesday night.
Okay.
And we have Josh Bracey will be with us on Wednesday night. And we have none other than Brother Stevenson Clark will be with us on Thursday night. So that's our special music guest, along with our own praise team. The Greatest Voices of the Mid-South will be with us. And that's the Greater Faith Outreach Ministry.
When I tell y'all, the greater their outreach ministry church, Stevenson Clark, the little Prince of Gospel,
yes.
Josh Bracey and Brown, man, yes. Power pack, thirst quenching, thirst quenching, thirst quenching, thirst quenching. All right, thirst quenching. Whew. All right, y'all, listen, I got more. I got the Eddie Valero is coming up, a Memphis artist. He's going to talk about Juneteenth and all things Eddie Valero, right? I'm your girl, Dr. Talisa Franklin. I want y'all to hold tight. Thank you so much, Pastor, for being
bless
here
you
with me.
And thank you for having us.
Oh, it is a pleasure. All right, y'all, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more great people. That's in Memphis, Tennessee on Let's Have a Talk with Talisa right here on the best station this side of heaven, WIXR. Always what you do.
Support for WIXR and the 2025 Stereo Sessions comes from Independent Bank, serving Memphis, its businesses, and the greater community. You can find more information on how iBank can help you navigate your financial journey and hear client stories at i-bankonline.com.
Support for WIXR comes from the Metal Museum. On the last Thursday of each month, May through September, the museum hosts their free after-hours event, Wet Thursdays, featuring metalsmithing demonstrations, exhibitions, food and drink trucks, and music from local bands and DJs. More information can be found at metalmuseum.org. Support for WIXR comes from Chameleon House Productions, presenting the Summer Solstice Block Party in partnership with Groovy Gratitude, happening Saturday, June 21st from 4 to 10 p.m. at Grind City Brewing. Live DJ sets from Zach Fox, Chemist, DJ Nico, and more.
Please welcome. They are, there's none comparable. Mavis, Yvonne, Cleo, Pops, and they are the staples.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, y'all know what time it is, right? We're having a good time right here on a wonderful Wednesday, right here in the wonderful studios of 91.7. You know what we over here doing. We raise by the sound. What is the sound? It ain't no sound like Memphis sound, baby. And y'all listening to your girl, Dr. Talisa Franklin, right here. But let's have a talk. And so today, y'all, I know it's all things Juneteenth, but I just wanted to have a deep down talk with an amazing artist that is doing great things right here, not just in Memphis, y'all. This brother is just, you know, he know his stuff. He know his stuff. He got it out going on all around. And I'm just super excited that he has taken time to come to Memphis to be a part of Memphis Juneteenth Festival. Will you welcome with me the kid that did, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
He said it right.
I got it. I got it. Y'all know I'm learning these young names. The kid that did, Eddie Villarreal.
What's going on? What's going on?
So, Eddie, kind of tell people, you know, people see you out and about doing your thing. I looked at one of your videos, family, today. I said, oh, this baby for real, right? Yeah. You're doing it. So kind of tell us, where did this come from? Where did Eddie Valero knew he had a gift to do what you're doing? Because you're transforming your communities.
Just me being around a Memphis native. So, you know, it's like music is like the base or heart of the city. So yeah. Me being from Orange Mound and just...
The mound, baby.
Yeah, I'm from the mound, so seeing everything and doing everything is just,
yeah,
it's something I always wanted to do, so I just pursued it.
Right. And so here you are now, you're on tour. I know that you're on tour doing big things.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, like with the Juneteenth, I tell people, even though I got other artists coming in, it was deep to my heart to make sure we had Memphis in the house, right? Sure. Because I've seen in too many times we had amazing Memphis artists that's from Memphis, mm-hmm, and we don't really celebrate them,
mm-hmm,
until they get on these big things, right? These big labels.
Yeah.
But what I noticed about you, because I went and you independent.
Yeah, I'm independent.
Most rappers and y'all don't. Why did you do independent? Because you sound really good.
Yeah, it just was more so being a businessman and being smart and understanding the things of that and what I want to do and what I want to do.
Yeah.
Not saying it won't be a time where I'm not independent or I won't sign, but I just had to get some collateral first before I go and be like, now I got to do it my way.
Yeah, because you had some, you know, and I get you in your world because many people know that Talisa Franklin's a brand, right? So mm-hmm, I'm blessed to be on multiple stations and my voice, and because I've never signed a contract on a station where my voice can only be on that airwaves, mm-hmm, right? And so people's like, well, you can get more. No, I'm getting more now because I'm free, right?
Yeah, you know your worth.
I know my worth, right? Yeah. Because now I'm looking at, years ago, I didn't fully understand, but I knew it was something, so I knew I didn't need to. Now I'm able to be more flexible. And so mm-hmm, here you are in the rap, R&B, however way you want to call your genre, but you see a lot of young artists, all they want to talk about, man, I need a deal. What would you tell them that some Eddie Valero did that they need to do and stop worrying about somebody else to give them a shot and be their own shot?
I bet it on me. I put it all on me. So I ain't just sit around and wait, stay consistent. You know what I'm saying? And because one door closed, I mean, another one won't open.
Yeah. That's hot. So kind of tell me about some of, what was your first project that you knew that like, dang, I'm there. I ain't just that local mound guy. I'm there.
I don't know. I'm like my biggest critic. So it's still like, I still feel like I got ways to go, but just being on tour and just seeing the whole room light up with flashes and signing t-shirts and taking pictures, that it's like, okay, now I feel like, yeah, okay, I'm doing something. Even being a part of Juneteenth, like, that's a big deal. That's a big thing. So even though I'm on tour, I made sure I was able to, you know what I'm saying? Because I got to go to Pensacola, Florida Friday, but I'm going to be here Saturday. I'm going to make sure I leave out early to make it here.
Thank you so much.
For sure.
So let me tell y'all, Memphis, y'all artists out there, it means something to me when I have so many artists like the Courtney Littles, the Gerald Richardson, the J Books, so many of them, Stacey Marinos, Kevin Davidson, all y'all doing all this big stuff. But every time I call any of y'all just be like, I got you. And I would just want to thank you, young man, that when I called you, because I'm be honest, I'm 50 years old. Mm-hmm. I don't know nothing about your music, baby. And so I just thought you was a sweet baby. I mean, just, can I just be real? Yeah. I just thought you were just a really sweet baby. Not knowing that you a superstar, but you humble.
Yeah, for sure.
Most folk that got where you are, they ain't humble.
You got to be humble. You got to remember where you come from, for sure, for sure. Yeah. That's what I just feel like. Anybody can be big, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Everybody can't be humble.
Yeah.
It's two different type of things.
I love it. Because, you know, a lot of, I almost said other words. Y'all still know I'm North Memphis too, y'all. I just say.
You from the North.
Yeah, I'm from the North. So somebody want to be big, but little just pulling them by their toes, right? Because mm-hmm. they have a little mindset. So let's talk about some of your music. What's one of your biggest hits and you want people to make sure they stay connected to?
Flex and Go, for sure. I mean, all of it big. I'm trying to be humble.
Yeah. So Flex and Go. Who wrote? Do you write your music or you pay writers?
I write my own music.
What you? So you write your music and do your music?
Yeah.
You was a bad man.
I am cool with myself.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you make sure your stuff is right.
Yeah, I gotta make sure it's right. If ain't nobody else gonna do it, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah. So when you said Flex and Go, give us what do Flex and Go mean? Teach me something.
Just pop it and leave.
From now on, y'all, I'm flexing and I'm going.
Because I might go to the club or something. Yeah, I came about it. I might go to the club like 20 minutes, 30 minutes, like literally, and just boom, boom. You know what I'm saying?
And you at the door.
Yeah, I'm at the door.
All right. Okay, Flex and Go. So y'all that's listening in the concourse or listening on 91.7 or listening online or listening even on social media, you better Flex and Go. That mean I'm going to pop up. Circumcised said when I be popping up in my churches, I'm flexing and going. I'm going to run in the pool with it, say a good word, and go out. I'm going to say, y'all, my baby Eddie Valero told me to flex and go.
You got to flex and go for sure.
I'm going to flex and go. So what's some of your other projects?
I just recently released one on the 23rd of May called Gangsta Blues. I got a series of Until They Feel Me, a series of Just For You. I'm like, this is my 15th project. So I've been working a long time, though.
How long have you been in this music game?
Consistent. I've been rapping since I was 12. But consistent, I'm going to say the last 4 years.
Okay.
Like 4 years for real, where I just been.
So you blew up in 4 years? Or was it before 4 years?
It took me a long time to blow up. But I got consistent in 4 years.
Wow.
4 years and like 10 mixtapes or something like that. A lot of work, though.
And you full time at this, so you ain't doing nothing else but music.
Yeah, no more music.
You bet it all on you.
Yeah. All on me.
And so I'm telling y'all that's out here that's listening, you got to give it all. You know, I remember I got a brother of mine, E.T. He from the Mound. And E.T. would tell me, he said, "Sis, I saw you ride through this with nothing." He said, "So if anybody ever bounce you," he said, "I got them because I know your struggles, right?" And so I know that you had to have some struggles. Let's talk about how do you balance being Eddie Valero, the artist, and just being Eddie and having a regular life that you enjoy life and you ain't just, because you're not a rapper that I see that is, in y'all words, beefing with folk, right? And so that's not normal. In most cases I've seen, because my generation always used to think that all rappers was beefing against each other. You ain't beefing. You just doing good music. How did you do that and not get into the game with saying, "I'm a beef with somebody to get to the top"?
Just being me, you know, and like, well, you know, personally, family.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Keep me grounded and just like understanding that that ain't what it's about.
Yeah.
And trying to build the city up at the same time, even like, I just see other cities be doing it, and I just feel like Memphis can do it.
Yeah.
So, but it got to start with yourself. So, to fix the world, first you got to fix yourself. That's how I feel about it.
Fix the world. Yeah, and you know, he's spinning some really good stuff. That's deep. You got to fix yourself.
You
got to
fix yourself, which I said, church, sweep around your own front door.
Yeah, before you try to sweep around mine. See, now, an average person that sees a rapper they think y'all don't know the Lord. And you know the Lord.
Yeah, I do.
It's just your way of expressing him is different from my way. Mm-hmm. But it always, it clicks because we've had that connection.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
What do you want to see? What would you want to see the Eddie Valero 5 years from now?
Arenas.
Yeah, yeah.
Just doing it on a bigger stage. You know what I'm saying? Just and able to help the next upcoming people behind me, more important than anything.
Yeah.
Or more like me having my own label going. Like, I got my own label now, but just be able to sign different artists and just shine a light on the city for real.
I love it. So what would you tell that younger Eddie to that now Eddie?
Keep going. Go harder.
Go harder.
Pick up the pace.
Yeah.
You can go twice as hard as what you're doing now. Like, don't worry about that. Focus and pick up the pace.
I love it. So with the use of social media, how do you think social media has, do you think social media helps you or hurts you in going to that next level?
It can do both. It just depends on how you use it. I use it as a tool.
Okay.
A business tool. I don't use it as personal. A lot of people use it for personal things, but I feel like if you're in the business or any type of business, if you're selling socks, you need to be trying to put your business on a bigger platform. You got to push your brand. Yeah. Show your brand. You got to build your team. Your team, like, I'm here because I got a good team. I build a good team. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to DJ Coop. Well, he don't DJ no more, but Coop the Connect. You know what I'm saying? This my partner. Shout out to Snoopy. Like, just certain people have been around me.
Yeah.
That, like, if we on the road, everybody working.
Yeah.
So if your brand, if your team, you got to be good as your team. So if I slack, they going to slack. They see me going 110. They go 110. It's the same thing. They see me post social media, everybody posts it. But we ain't on social media doing nothing, like, just on personal things, nothing like that.
Yeah. And, you know, I think even from that personal piece, for me, many people always they see the Talisa Franklin. I never give them my whole personal life because my personal life is my personal life, right?
Personal life.
But when you said you're strong as your team, I know for a fact I wouldn't be where I am without certain people in my life. But how do you, for you in your world, because your world is different, real different, right? How do you build the team that you can trust? Because, like, for me, I have trust issues. You do me one time, you can't never worry about me no more. I mean, never. And I know that's something I'm asking the Lord to help me with, because I know I'll forgive you, but I ain't going to forget you, because I ain't never read in his word that I had to forget what you did to me, right? Yeah. So I ain't finna go back now and stay in that rabbit hole.
For sure.
So how do you making sure that you're building the right team and not having no snakes on your team?
One thing about a snake, you going to hear his. You know what I'm saying? So when and money is the root of all evil. So when people be money hungry, or just be too much like, well, what the money? I charge this. Blah, blah, blah. That's the wrong person to mess with. You got to get somebody who push it for free. Who with you for free. Who with you, whether you got a room full of people come to see you, or where it's just 2-3 people in the club.
Yeah.
And they still performing with you. They still amping it up. They still making it look like that's how I go about it.
Wow. That's real talk. You got some good stuff.
Yeah, and it's just not like, I don't care how they carry themselves, their personal life, none of that don't matter. Like, if they in the business, you in the business. And you just don't mix business with personal. But people around me been around me, so we got like a brotherhood. You know what I'm saying? Like, this might be my partner.
Snoop.
Yeah, Snoop been my partner for 27 years.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So I still run with the same people I've been running with.
Yeah.
Like, me and Coop been locked in for almost 5 years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody, hold everybody accountable. This the word I'm looking for.
Accountability.
Yeah.
Accountability. So when people are other artists and you go into these other cities, well, let's even talk about Memphis, because sometimes we don't do each other right. How do you handle when you have other artists? Because I hate to say it, there's some artists out here, there's some jocks out here that's on some E&J, envy and jealousy, right? Mm-hmm. How do you handle and deal with those ones that we already know they envy and they jealous, but like, but I've been doing this longer than Valero, how he get to this, and how you do, what did he do to get there? How do you handle that? Because, and some people can't handle the noise. I tell people, I'm okay with the noise. I can make it too.
I don't hear it though.
You don't hear it?
Nah, it ain't important to me. Like, I ain't even putting my energy towards nothing like that, nothing negative. So it's like, people, they hated on Jesus.
Yeah.
So you know they're going to hate on me. That's how I look at it. So I just keep doing what I'm doing. I'm just in my own lane with it. The type of music I'm making, everybody can't make that type of music.
Right.
I'm making music where the young people feel it and the old people. I'm bringing best of both worlds together, but I don't know. If they're hating, they're going to hate anyway.
Love it. So tell us what you're going to be putting down on us for Juneteenth that's happening this Saturday, y'all. Eddie Valero is hitting the stage. You can go to memphisjuneteenth.com and get more information. Tell us what we going to look for. What we looking for?
Yeah, just looking for me. I'm going to put on the show. I always put on the show. I'm going to do what I got to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to put on the show. I'm excited about it, though. I'm really excited about it. It's my first time doing a festival, outside one.
Yeah. Well, Memphis excited about you.
Yeah, I think I did one outdoor before. I mean, indoor, ain't it?
In Carolina.
Yeah, I did one in North Carolina, but ain't nothing like home. Ain't no show like a show at home. So I'm ready to see it. And it's like all ages and everybody, so it's really going to be something to look forward to doing.
Well, let me tell you, and I think I was telling Coop, I did not know your music, right? And so when I posted the flyer, my brother called me and said, "Sus, what you doing?" I said, "What you talking about, baby? Sus, you got..." I said, "Yeah, that's a sweet baby. So sweet." You know, I'm just going through what I know,
been,
right?
Yeah, you've been knowing me.
I've been knowing you because he's like, you just feels like one of my sons. And he was like, "Do you know..." I said, "No, baby. What are you talking about?" It's like, "My diss." I was like, "Baby, I don't know nothing about all that. All I know, I just found out he was rapping, and I want to support Memphis."
Man, you knew me years before you even knew I was rapping, so.
Yeah.
It's like, people don't... I'm going to say this on air. I owe her 100 favors anyway. Like, so she always come through for my mama, so I feel like that.
Thank you.
For sure.
You know, and I tell people, all I remember was... And I'm not trying to be ugly. I saw three young boys in your face. I saw pain. Mm-hmm. And all I could look at, that I have three young brothers that I raised like my boys that would probably have the same pain if something would happen to me. Mm-hmm. I was like, what can I do to help ease this baby's pain?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I keep telling people. Just love people for real. Build genuinely relationships. And you don't know what the Lord's going to do, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm just, you know, it's funny. When I was here, I was looking at some of your stuff. And I just kept saying, "Lord, this baby got to be the FedEx Forum one day." And then you come back and say it. Because I want to see you in the FedEx Forum. And I'm sitting upstairs saying, "Look at that baby doing it," right? Because God can do that.
Yeah, he
if
can.
You stay humble. He said, if you stay humble, he will exalt you in due season. And you just living out your due season.
Mm-hmm.
How can people get all music, all things? You got merch and all that stuff?
Yeah, I got merch. We're actually working on a website now. So it'll be up soon. But I'm on tour right now with Don Tripp and Starlito. So if you bump into me, we got merch tables. I'm working on a merch store here in Memphis also. So music-wise, Eddie Valero on everything.
Okay.
All platforms and TikTok, whatever.
Okay. Eddie Valero on all platforms. What did I miss? I still got a few more minutes. What did I miss that you know? Or what? You want to jump in? All right. What did I miss that I need to be telling people all about him? Snoop, what I miss?
Gangsta Blues out right now.
Gangsta Blues. Well, okay, give us the origin about this gangsta. Do you want to spit something? Can you rap off the top, or you have to be in your zone?
I got to be in my zone. It's still kind of early.
Yeah, he said still kind of early. It's at 12:53.
It's still early, but
I've been up for a long time.
I'm on rapper time though, so we cool. Gangsta Blues is just with me. It's like a Memphis thing. Let me say that.
Okay.
You know, we a blues-based city, so I do a lot of samples.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, gangsta blues is like me putting more so gangsta lyrics on top of blues music. But sometimes it's just mixing it together.
That's unique. I can't wait to hear that.
You supposed to already have it.
But I'm trying to learn this music, right? This is going to make y'all laugh. So give me the clean version. Please give me the clean version.
Pass it out to the church, the clean version.
Yeah. We tell the kids, this is what y'all can hear in children's church. Nothing else. My girlfriend's laughing because when I like we out here in blues music, I be clapping. Will you stop clapping like you in church? I say, if it's feeling good, I'm going to clap. I'm going to clap to it, baby. And that's what I want to do. I want to clap. I want to be that one that clap loudest for you. When you get to beyond touchable per se, right? Mm-hmm. I want to say I clap for that baby, and I can't wait to see him go to another level. And you selling out everywhere you go. You going out of the country, doing what you do, because it's something to do what you love to do and still be able to provide for your family.
For sure. That's the beautiful thing. That's the one of the best feelings in the world about it. It's like, I love to do music.
Yeah.
And now it's like, okay. Now you're getting paid to do it. So now yeah. I really, really love
Yeah, look, I told somebody one day, I said, baby, I don't talk for candles or thank yous no more. My candles and thank you days are over. Praise the Lord, everybody. Y'all know I ain't talking for no candles and thank yous.
But I just also just, you know what I'm saying? I ain't never lost my love for music. That's another reason why I didn't sign or took a lot of deals that I could have took. Because it's just like, I don't want to make it feel like it's a job, but I want to do it like where it's like at my pace, where I'm doing my thing, which I'm going to put the work in. But it's just something about being in control of certain stuff. And I don't want to lose control over certain things. So.
Yeah. Because when you do, and that's the thing, y'all, that's something I know I've been working with some of my gospel artists in, that everybody wants to do it, but do you really want to put the work in, or you just want to check and then, or are you really committed? Because what happens is sometimes y'all that's in the music industry, you want to get in it. I'm not saying it to you, but I tell some people, stop selling their soul for kibbles and bits. Because you selling, somebody see your gift and you gonna sell it for kibbles and bits, and they gonna make all the money off you. And now you ain't gonna make nothing because you were so happy to sign a deal and you ain't even read the paper.
Yeah, you guys, was reading is fundamental.
It is.
So you gotta educate yourself on these things. People are going to do it because it's a, oh man, they gave me X, Y, and Z. But people gotta understand, you gotta pay taxes. So all this money ain't your money.
Right.
It's a lot to come with it. Where the lawyer want a percentage, now the label making half of what you get. It's a lot of, it's deep. It's deep, but you got to understand it, and you got to have a team to understand it.
Yeah.
Back to the team again. Like,
you're about that team, baby. Because there ain't no I in team. It's a T-E-A-M, baby. And Eddie Valero, he has a team. But more so, I can tell you this, we bless God for him, and we pray God's blessings on his life. Anything else you want to say before we wrap up today, baby?
Yeah, see, I said
it.
All right. John Team feels.
Y'all know he put it down in his lyrics. He ain't doing all this extra talking like I talk, y'all. But I'm telling y'all, when I was like, ooh. So I'm telling y'all, Gangsta Blues, he's going to pull it down. This Juneteenth, he's going to be in Memphis, Tennessee on this Saturday. Go to the website, memphisjuneteenth.com. You can see the times that he's coming to the stage and everybody else. I know it's going to be an amazing time, but I'm just telling you, y'all, love each other, love on somebody else. As I'm getting out of here today, I want to tell you that I love you. I absolutely, positively love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. I want you to make this day, make this moment, make this second the best ever, and learn how to be the best version of you, baby, because everybody else, y'all already know I'm taking. Everybody else is already taking it. Keep it locked right here, too, 91.7, and make sure you're following your girl on all social media outlets at Dr. Talisa Franklin, and I can't wait to see all my friends and my families and my foes at the Juneteenth Festival. And I definitely got to tell y'all, we're bringing Roland Martin into town next week. So you can definitely go to MemphisJuneteenth.com and get more information. Until next time, be blessed is my prayer for you.
Begin.